We had a good entry. We had over 80 competitors. But as I've probably said previously, Richard, we were down on the standard slightly because Captain Ben Rogers, the current Army champion and one of the best, very best players in the services, who was in Afghanistan, and Private Rhys Munry, the parachute regiment, has been away preparing for a commissioning course, hoping that he enters Sandhurst in September. But as I've stated, it was an opportunity for other players to come to the front, and that's exactly what happened.
So despite the weather, because it was a little bit dodgy at times, wasn't it? It was a good competition championship this year, finishing on Sunday. So who won what?
You're right, Richard. The weather stayed good for the first 4 days, and then on the Saturday and Sunday we had to move indoors. And we've got a new Army champion. Lieutenant Scott Sears won the men's singles, beating Lieutenant Alex Hadcock of the Int Corps. It was a very, very good final. Alex took the first set, but Scott's experience told in the end, and he came through in three sets. In the ladies, Major Fiona Wellborn, who was the current Army champion and beat Captain Preet Chandy last year, who'd been the previous year's champion, result was reversed, and Preet got her revenge on last year's defeat and beat Fiona in two straight sets to take the ladies' title. In the men's open doubles, a lovely story here. Lieutenant Scott Sears, who won the singles, could have played with anybody in the men's open doubles, but decided to play with somebody, a Gurkha from his own regiment. They had a great run, and they went on to win the Army doubles, and Scott won it with a Lance Corporal Taraman Gurung. In over 100 years on the honours board, Taraman Gurung is the first Gurkha to appear on our honours board. So a really nice story there. They beat Corporal Dave Perry and Captain Tristan Williams in the men's doubles finals. And in the ladies' doubles final, Major Fiona Wellborn and Major Charlie Walsh, who's our Army ladies' captain, retained their doubles title, defeating Captain Preet Chandy and Captain Amy Roberts. And finally, in the regimental doubles, again a very nice story here. The Royal Engineers won the regimental doubles, and it was two sappers, Sapper Matt Gregory and Sapper Simon Killip, who is actually a tennis coach and he's a reservist, won the regimental doubles, beating the Int Corps in the final. But again, I think in the 97 years of the championships, we've never had two private soldiers win the arms and corps. A really good week's tennis.
Absolutely fantastic championship as well. We're building up now to the inter-services this coming week. Before we talk about that, the men's A have got a good build-up there at the All England Club today.
We're very lucky. We have an annual fixture with the All England Club, and it's a fantastic treat for the players, especially, and it's always the Saturday before the commencement of the inter-services on the following Monday. The men's A team are up there today, and I'll be looking forward to hearing what their result. Last year, the All England Club put out a team just slightly always stronger than the services teams, whether it be the RAF, the Navy or ourselves. But last year they beat the RAF and the Navy, but we were the only service that actually drew with them last year. So I'm hoping that we can maybe get a draw off them again, but I know they'll put out a very strong team against us.
Right, let's talk then inter-services, the big competition of the season for the Army and the RAF and the Navy. But let's talk about the Army front. Who's competing for the Army and how's it all going to go?
Yeah. We hold both titles. We hold both the ladies and the men's. If I start with the men, we are depleted, as I said. We're missing two of our key players, with Ben Rogers being away in Afghanistan, and of course our new Army champion Lieutenant Scott Sears is not available either. The Navy have got an excellent side, but as my chairman and I both believe, this is an opportunity for new players in the Army to break into the men's A team and to compete in the inter-services. So I know the team have been training all week up at Edgbaston with a new coach called Johnny Kinselsey. The training's gone very, very well, and let's see what happens next week. But we're certainly, in strength wise, we're not as strong as we have been in the past couple of years. Different story on the ladies. The ladies have held the title now for about 4 or 5 years, and in fact we've strengthened again. We've got a girl called Lance Corporal Chloe Pike, who's head and shoulders above anybody in the services. She came into the team last year. She's available again this year, and she'll be joined by Preet Chandy playing singles, who's just won the Army title, and Fiona Wellborn probably at number three. None of these girls have lost a set in the inter-services, so I think the ladies team are very strong indeed.